You've heard about the dangers on the internet of clicking on unknown links, but there's a new exploit out there about copying and paste. No kidding. And you're going to hear about it right here on the Insecurity Brief podcast.
This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world.
This show is not promoted by big data. Please share, retweet, or whatever it is you do to let others know.
We depend on you.
Everybody blames you for being a sucker and clicking on the wrong thing, and then you get dosed with some kind of virus, and it's always your fault. No matter what you do, no matter how bad you were tricked or what kind of criminal it was, it's just your fault because you should have known better. And I've heard this line of crap over and over again. I've been in the tech industry for probably a lot longer than I should admit, but it's the truth. And I've heard this over and over again. And, you know, it's a lie. It's crap. Honestly, you know, if somebody tricks you, they tricked you. Not that it's your fault, not that you're soft in the head, or not that you clicked on something because it's your fault. I mean, in the financial industry, you click on something, of course you did it. It's your fault that you clicked on it. It's your fault, you know, blah, 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 blah. So there's this new exploit out there. I couldn't believe it. I got it off of, I think, the Hacker News. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But what's going on is all these sites out there that have instructions, you got to be wary of them because some of them are getting hacked. Some of the ones that you would trust, especially around the developing stream or the building stream or the open source streams. What I mean by this is, there's a separation, and this has to do with the way that the buffer actually works in buffer. This is a part of memory on the computer, and when you copy something, what you copy is not necessarily what goes into the copy buffer, and this exploit uses that to leverage it. Now, what I mean by that is, let's say that you're building something on Linux or on Windows, and you are instructed to open up a command prompt or a terminal window, or even on a Mac, a terminal window, and paste in these commands. Well, when you copy something and you paste it into the terminal, you would expect that what you copied was exactly what you had highlighted. However, what this exploit is doing is tricking the copy buffer so that you're not actually getting what was highlighted, but getting a new piece or a new command terminated with a return. So as soon as you paste it into the window, it executes. No hitting the enter at the end or going to the next line. Some things are terminated with a terminator anyway when you do this on Linux, which is kind of ignoring, kind of annoying, that is. And I haven't seen so many things in Windows, but you can get this. So this is really going to be a problem going forward to those people that are building things and other things. And I've caught myself over the last couple, since I heard about this in the last couple days, I'm building something, doing some maintenance on something and building a few, writing a few new scripts. I needed some pieces, and I thought about it, and I'm like pasting them into some form of notepad so that I don't screw myself. And I'll let you know if I see something. But, you know, why are we going through this? Well, we're going through this is because There's every form of insecurity there is on the internet. Who's behind this? I really don't know. I don't know of anybody that's been hit by this, although I saw a report about this being active on a couple of the development sites. What is a development site if you don't write in code or don't do coding? There are sites that are out there that are more or less made so that you can look up how to do something. Do something in code. So you copy what the subroutine is or the statement. In my case, I'm copying something that is for a bash shell and pasting it into the computer. And this could have some dire consequences when you're working in a corporate environment, especially telling the machine to turn off the keyboard interpreter and just run or launch a new window and in the background, and then run its app and give you forward control. You know, any wide variety of things that you could do with it. Little updates about me and what's going on and why I haven't been doing so many podcasts lately is I've been going through a bunch of personal stuff with my in life, and I will get back to doing things in a normalcy and getting through a sense of normalcy and very shortly. So stay in there with me, and you know, in defeating this thing, getting back to the point, you know, defeating it is just be careful. Paste everything into some form of like Notepad or whatever you use. I use Notepad +++. It works really great, and I'll leave a link to that too. Works cross-platform, Windows, Linux, Mac, and it just works. And that's the kind of utilities out there that you want to use, is stuff that just plain works. Until next time, I'm Trip. Have a good one.